You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Crone Cabaret. My name's Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Ava Riley Miles from the Broadway casts of Dr. Zhivago and Evita is here. Jay Hendricks from A Christmas Story, the musical, Broadway National Tour, and Because of Winn-Dixie, the musical is here. And we are going on the show with Gracie Nundy, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. This pandemic has definitely reshaped history and caused people to rethink annual events. Philadelphia just postponed their annual naked bike ride, where nude riders take a bike ride around the city. After Philadelphia became known for having one of the most massive spikes in the Spanish flu by holding a parade, it seems like a very smart move to postpone the event. Now, in addition to coronavirus, they probably stopped lots and lots of other viruses from spreading in Philadelphia from all the naked people. While there are lots of challenges that we've all faced during the pandemic, many of us have found ways to be empowered, from virtual cabarets people performed in, to virtual readings of new musicals and plays, to virtual concerts, or even learning new things, like baking banana bread or painting. We're all doing the best we can and trying to take charge of things. One of the songs I wrote for my musical, The Perfect Fit, is about empowerment and breaking free to find a place where you belong. Here's Stuck in Your Shadow from my new musical, The Perfect Fit. Get me, you can't help me, you're not there to pick me off of the ground. Why do you show me that you don't know me? When I need help, it's the same old story. Just silly orders, no crossing borders, no one takes me for who I really am. I'm just annoying, I keep destroying the rules and figures that I'm left to command. Can't leave, come on. Despite the fact that you keep leaving me with feelings I can't hide. Oh, you always make me feel a part of me has died. You make me follow all your rules. Why are you so cruel? Why am I a fool? I've sat, yearned, wishing to be free, but you can't let me be. I wish that you could see I'm stuck in your shadow. Don't you know I'm stuck in your shadow? No happy ending, you're not worth spending even a minute of my time on it. So I'm gonna get up, no need to fess up. And now it's too late, cause you pushed your sis behind. And so I guess you won't hear me when I say I obey every rule. Why are you so cruel? I am such a fool. I've sat, yearned, longing to be free, but you won't let me be. I'm right here, but you can't see. I'm stuck in your shadow. Why can't you just let me go? Stuck in your shadow. Feeling every pull, you should have known.
So I will make a stand here, making my demand here.
'cause guess what? I'm out of your shadow. My first guest is definitely not stuck in anyone's shadow, as she's made quite the name for herself on Broadway at a very young age. Having starred in 2 shows on Broadway by the time she was 11 years old, she's continuing to share her talents with the world as a teen. I'm so happy to welcome Ava Riley Miles to The Early Night Show. Hi, Ava Riley!
Hi!
I am so happy to have you on The Early Night Show today!
So excited to be here.
How have you been doing since COVID-19 put everything on a very long pause?
Well, I think it's been difficult for everyone. I obviously miss going to school. I miss seeing my friends, but I found ways to keep myself busy.
How have you been impacted by everything?
I think all the alone time has given me time to reflect on the things that are really important to me. And one of those things was that I was diagnosed with chronic abdominal pain about 3 years ago. And I have since been cured, and I'm hardly ever sick anymore. But I've started an Instagram page called Faces of IBS in order to try to support other kids with abdominal pain. So I'm grateful for the time to have done that.
That's incredible. And yeah, definitely this time has given all of us a lot of time to, grow as people.
Yeah, 100%.
Allows us to further build on our different skills like piano and singing and all that stuff. But how have you remained connected to the arts during this time?
Well, I love songwriting. I'm a very avid songwriter at the moment. So during COVID, I have not only been taking classes, of course, voice lessons and all of that, but also songwriting classes and just writing about the world around me. So.
That's amazing. And yeah, I definitely think songwriting is a good way to vent, not only vent, but also share your skills with the world. And it's kind of hard right now because, Broadway is completely shut down. But when theater resumes, is there a show that you can't wait to see?
Yes, Jagged Little Pill. I love Alanis Morissette so much. Her music is such an inspiration. So I'm just dying to go see that one.
Is there a part that you would love to play one day?
There's so many, but right now the one that I've been singing is Zoe from Dear Evan Hansen.
What song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you select that song?
I'm gonna sing Audition, The Fools Who Dream from La La Land, and I picked that song because La La Land is my all-time favorite movie, and that song just always makes me emotional when I sing it.
It's such a beautiful song, and you have such a beautiful voice, and I'm so excited to hear you sing the song.
Leapt without looking and tumbled into the Seine. The water was freezing. She spent a month sneezing. But said she would do it again. Here's to the ones who dream, foolish as they may seem. Here's to we
wonderful, Ava Riley. I can't wait to hear some of your original music soon. My next guest toured the country on the Broadway National Tour of A Christmas Story the Musical and was in the Goodspeed Musical's production of Because of Winn-Dixie. I'm so happy to welcome Jay Hendricks.
Hi, Jay!
Hey, Joshua!
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show today.
Thank you, Josh. I'm really excited to be here. It's an honor. And I think that what you're doing in the Early Night Show is really incredible. And the last time I saw you was actually, I came and saw The Perfect Fit, and you were incredible. It was amazing, by the way. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. And really, this quarantine has given all of us time to grow as people. And one of the ways I've been doing that is that I made one of the first albums completely recording quarantine for The Perfect Fit, which is really cool. But how have you been impacted by the COVID pause?
Well, obviously coronavirus was like a very weird and like not expected thing for everyone, because no one has really experienced anything like this. But the first thing that kind of like happened to me in relation to COVID, very much relation to COVID, is around March I was doing Ragtime the Musical with Slow Burn Theater Company at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts, and I was playing Little Boy, obviously, because it's the only boy. But it was around like March 13th, I think. We were just moving into tech, but coronavirus meant that we had to stop. So it was postponed to next March, March 2021. So a year later, but yeah, so that was the first big thing.
Yeah, but how did you continue to go on with the show despite the cancellation of live performances?
Oh, well, actually, during the summer, obviously, everything's been virtual, and that's also very strange for everything to be virtual. But I did five different, like, camp intensive performance type things. Like, some were like 3 weeks, some were like 1 week, but over the summer, and it was all virtual. And one of them was Grease, you know, Grease the Musical, obviously. I played Roger, which was one of the T-Birds, and that was an actual performance, so that kept me going, because I actually had to like learn lines and like learn the choreography and sing. But all five of them had like a lot of acting, singing, and dancing, so that's how I've been keeping going. Yeah.
Is it kind of weird to be like doing all these shows like kind of on Zoom, and like since live performances are canceled right now?
Yeah, it's definitely weird. Like, since I did five different ones, I was gonna kind of like with the first one and like the third one, like I kind of see like they were both virtual, but like for the first one they did a live Zoom performance, and for the third one they did like a recording. So seeing the different ways that people were doing it, it was like really interesting. And so yeah, like the way that it's happening virtual, like it's just really strange. So yeah,
when theater resumes, is there a show that you can't wait to see?
Oh, actually, yes, there is one show that I'm super excited about. It is MJ, the Musical on Broadway, Michael Jackson, the Musical. I'm so excited for that, because my castmate and dear friend John Edwards, who I did Because of Winn-Dixie with in East Haddam, Connecticut, he is in that, and so is Quentin Earl Darrington, who played Ogway in Once on This Island on Broadway, and I'm just really excited to see it. And also, Michael Jackson's music, obviously, it's just so incredible. And so, yeah, I'm really excited about that one.
Yeah, when Broadway resumes, I cannot wait to see Six. It looks so good. It looks...
Yeah, my friend... Yeah, like a couple months ago before COVID, like just before COVID, he was able to see it, and he said it was really amazing. So, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Is there a performer who has inspired you to sing?
Actually, there's not like one specific performer, but like ever since I was little, like my family and parents and stuff, they're like, they like singing and stuff. So like my mom, like sometimes she would just like sing a random song that she just made up about like household things and stuff. And I would always just kind of sing along to the tune since I was like very young, like 3 and stuff. So yeah, there's not one specific performer, but I think everyone that I've done like shows with and like my family and friends and stuff, they've like I look up to all of them because they're all so amazing and I've done so many amazing things. So
is there a part that you would love to play one day?
Yes, there actually is one part that I really want to play one day. When Hamilton, the national tour, came through Broward Center for the Performing Arts, I was able to see it. And once I saw the King perform You'll Be Back, I was like, oh my God, yes. I want to play that role so badly because that song, oh, it's just so funny. If you listen to those lyrics, like, it's just
it's brilliant.
So hilarious. Yeah.
What song do you like to sing for us today, and why did you select that song?
I think I'm going to sing Electricity from Billy Elliot, and I selected this song because I had the honor of auditioning for Billy Elliot and for the role of Billy Elliot, and I had to sing this song and prepare the song for the audition, and once I sung it, I just thought it was a great song, so that's what I'm going to sing today.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you sing the song.
Can't really explain it. I haven't got the words. It's a feeling that you can't control. I suppose it's like forgetting, losing who you are, but at the same time, something makes you whole. It's like that there's some music playing in your ear, and I'm listening, and I'm listening, and then I disappear, and then I feel a change, like a fire deep inside. Something's bursting me wide open, impossible to hide, and suddenly I'm flying. Flying like a bird, like electricity, electricity, sparks inside of me, and I'm free, I'm free. It's a bit like being angry, it's a bit like being scared. And all mixed up and mad as hell. It's like when you've been crying and you're empty and you're full. I don't know what it is, it's hard to tell. It's like that there's some music playing in your ear, but the music is impossible, impossible to hear. But then I feel it move me, like a burning deep inside. Something's bursting me wide open, impossible to hide. And suddenly I'm flying, flying like a bird, like electricity, electricity. Sparks inside of me, and I'm free. I'm free.
Wonderful, Jay. Like most of us, students from around the country were in shows rehearsing and had to stop because of the coronavirus. I'm so happy to welcome Gracie Dundee to go.
On with the show!
Gracie was supposed to travel to New York City in June to perform at Carnegie Hall, which was unfortunately canceled due to COVID-19. Let's welcome Gracie Dundee to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Gracie!
Hi!
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show today!
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you on. How have you been impacted by the COVID pause?
I have been impacted a lot. There was two main things this summer that unfortunately did not happen. One was I was supposed to be performing at Carnegie Hall on June 14th, which is really disappointing. But the good news is it's been postponed to next summer, so that's still happening. So I'm really excited for that. Yeah, that's good news. And the other thing was I was supposed to be attending the Juilliard Summer Program, which again, unfortunately got, but it's postponed. So both good things turned out okay.
Yeah, so thankfully they're gonna happen.
Yes, exactly. Much better than a lot of my friends who just got canceled, unfortunately. It's devastating. Yeah.
Yeah. How have you been going on with the show during this time since live performances were canceled?
So all of my school has been moved online, which is nice that we still get to continue with my art classes, but it's just really a huge adjustment. I had to convert a guest room in my house into like our dance area, and I had to get like, I have like a tap floor that I just put down and it works, and a ballet bar. I mean, we're all kind of adjusting to this crazy time. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, I also have a tap board that I use since we're in an apartment building. We can't really tap on the floors unless we want to wake other people up.
Yeah, I'm sure that doesn't go over well sometimes.
Yeah, so we got tap boards, and it works pretty well.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that's what I'm about, too. Yeah, for ballet, too, I use it for my pointe shoes, and that's been interesting. It's been really interesting, but it's fun. It works.
Yeah, for ballet, my sister and I usually just use chairs.
Okay, yeah, that works.
In the public chairs, it works pretty well. I mean, it's good.
For sure, and once you get back to the studio, you're going to be so grateful for the ballet bar again, so it's great.
Yeah.
It's
when theater resumes, is there a show that you can't wait to see?
There are so many, but I'm really intrigued by the revival of Company. I'm really excited to see what they do with that, because I love the show, and it's such a different telling of it, with like the gender-bent roles and stuff. I think that's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been wanting to see it for so long, and then Broadway shut down.
No, I was planning on seeing it when it opened, but unfortunately that didn't happen for me, but hopefully soon.
Is there a performer who's inspired you?
I would have to say my voice coach. My voice coach is Lindsay Mendez, who I've been a huge fan of my entire life, pretty much. When I was like growing up, I would listen to the Dogfight cast recording like a million times. And Before It's Over was always my favorite song on it. So when I finally got to meet her and then eventually train with her, I was just so starstruck. And every time I'm still so starstruck. Yeah, she's amazing.
That's incredible.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome.
She has the most incredible voice.
I know, her mix is like insane. It's like left in her belt too. It's just, I don't know, it's insane.
Is there a part that you would love to play one day?
I would love to play Zoe Murphy in Dear Evan Hansen. That's like an ultimate dream role for me, and maybe in a couple years or longer, hopefully soon.
And you have an amazing voice, and you would be incredible singing Requiem.
Thank you so much. One of my favorite songs.
What song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you select that song?
Well, speaking of Dear Evan Hansen and Zoe Murphy, I'm going to sing Hiding in Your Hands, which was a cut song from Dear Evan Hansen.
It's such a fun song to play, and I bet it's such a fun song to sing, and I'm so excited to hear you sing it. Here we go. Okay.
When it's just you and some song that you don't know how to play, fake your way through, strum along, be cool and you're okay, so your fingers get tangled in the pile. Your rhythm is a mess that nobody sees, 'cause you smile and the world will never guess. Can't let them know, 'cause no one understands. Your face can't show what you're hiding in your hands. Daughter and son, man and wife, fill the photos on these walls. Look at the fun
the sky. Everything framed, nice and neat, in a lovely little lie. Can't let them know, 'cause no one understands your face. Can't show what you're hiding in your hands. La da da da, la da da, la da da. Take your way through, strum along, and everything's okay. Can't let them know, 'cause no one understands your face. Can't show.
Wonderful, Gracie. I'm so excited that your show is rescheduled for 2021 and can't wait for you to perform at Carnegie Hall. If you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and you may get a chance to go on with the show. If you want to sing along with me, make sure to check out my TikTok at Joshua Turchin and look for some of my piano videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Ava Riley Miles, Jay Hendricks, and Gracie Dundee. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.